Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining us in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And the Chief Public Defender for the 5th Judicial District, Scott Kutcher.
Nice to be here.
Now, I'm curious, we've been talking about resources available to rural Minnesota communities in terms of legal representation and so forth, but what about judges? Do we have a need for more judges in rural Minnesota?
If you ask the judges, they can always use more. And it's in Blue Earth County, there's the caseload. If you take Blue Earth County, Nicollet County, in Brown County combined, that accounts, at least for my district, close to 46-47% of the caseload out of the 15 counties. So there's been a shortage, I would say, certainly in Mankato, and they just there's four sitting judges now in Mankato, and they still rotate some in. So there's certainly a need, I think, in this area for judges, but I can't imagine that they will be getting another one. We have a huge need suddenly for more attorneys. I always need attorneys. I mean, our caseload, most of my folks are running at 80 to 110 open files at any given time. And some, it's a felony caseload, and that is so above what the American Bar Association recommends on their standards. So we're always behind the eight ball on that. And then there was this new law passed called McKenna's Law, where now we have to staff every first appearance with a child that's 10 or older to see if they want an attorney and a CHIPS or a termination of parental rights. And that's, right now, that's killing us. That just went into effect August 1st. I don't have the people for it. So we're scrambling, and hopefully they'll change that where we don't have to be at these things. So we need more folks. I think the judges in this area certainly could use another. The judges in, say, in Pipestone or Rock County, it's less than a full-time judge position. So they move, those judges have to move around a little bit to fill in. But I know here, certainly there's been a shortage.
That's interesting. So I was interested about, you mentioned you have some attorneys that actually work for your office part-time. So are they in private practice otherwise? Is that how that works?
They are. So yeah. they have a private practice, and then they work for us. Either I have half-time and three-quarter time. And it's tough. And with if you have a private practice, we give you a lot of cases. So I have some incredible part-time folks that, I get calls about every month or so saying, hey, I'm getting shelled here. And you try to adjust caseloads as best you can, but it's not that easy anymore. So they can do private practice. They can represent folks in criminal matters, if they're getting paid and that type of thing. So we, like I said, I think about half, a little over half, are part-time folks.
Well, Scott, that's really been a fascinating conversation. I appreciate all your time.
Oh, and, thanks for having me.
Scott Kutcher is the Chief Public Defender for the 5th Judicial District, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.